what we can do as practitioners to ground ourselves. Carol, can you share with us what you do before you go into a treatment?
Sure. When we're grounding, it's like when we do our grounding meditations in our starting out with level one, we connect our hara. So that's our main pipeline to the energy flow of our bodies. So we work with connecting at the core crystal and at the brightest star and allow that energy to flow through our bodies and allow the access to the energy that comes in to our bodies as we do the treatment. But by being grounded, I see it as a two-pointed placement. So first of all, connecting to the core crystal, connecting deep into our earth planet, and working with the energy there as Mother Earth. Typically we call it Mother Earth, and bringing that energy up into our own bodies and then connecting to our brightest star, like we talk about in our meditations, and then accessing all the energy that is needed from the individual at that moment. And with the connection, the integration of the two energy sources coming through your body is like an individuation of how an animal or how a person brings the energy through their body, connects themselves to where and places themselves in the place right now, here and now, and allows that grounding to stabilize everything that's going on around them, and then facilitating for whomever they're working with. When you're grounded, the energy flow is connected so well that that you receive what energy you need as you're facilitating a treatment. You receive whatever you need to help support you when you are having different, maybe a difficult day, or maybe you have a project that you're working with, and the groundingness that we obtain through our energetic flow of our body is something that's going to help us no matter what's going on. So if it is a bad day that we're having and it takes us off our grounding, or if we're not feeling well, perhaps, then just recognizing that we need to be more grounded helps us to be in place. What I typically do when I do my own personal grounding is that I make sure that that energy of the core crystal and brightest star is flowing through me, that I am planted deep into the core crystal of the center of the earth, and that then I ask the energy of God and universe and the brightest star to give me all that I need to be aware for during the treatment, I connect with my higher selves and the person or animal's higher selves and ask for guidance during the treatment time. So it allows in that process for myself, it allows me to be totally focused on the animal or person that I'm working with at the time of the treatment. And it also allows me the openness and the awareness of energy that is needed to communicate to me where my hands need to go, what technique to use, how to bring the energy into this particular body to bring health and well-being on, no matter what's going on with them. So that's kind of how I do it. And I say a little avocation of the energy flow before I place my hands on someone. So I Great. Can't say enough about how important grounding is, though. If you're not grounded, you're not able to facilitate at your highest potential. So grounding, and what's cool about grounding is that if you practice a little bit, then that helps you to instantly turn the switch on, like we do on the wall of our light switches. Okay, I need to be grounded, so I'm going to connect here. I'm going to make sure that I'm connected to the core crystal and to the brightest star, and that energy's flowing through my body and helping me to support my own chakra system, but then to support whoever I am working with.